If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out, what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
But I want to take a break and share a success principle that I think will change everything. It's one of the ones that I've implemented recently, and I think it will help you guys out a lot. It's pretty simple. It's not a new concept. It's not rocket science, but it's basically the concept of learning and then doing, and then learning and then doing. Some people would call this like a learn, do, process, adjust, and repeat. In other words, you study something. Let's say it's in real estate and you're studying Grant Cardone. He has a method of operation where you're going to flip a property. You study it, and then you take action. You try. You go get a property, right? And then you process the feedback, right? So if it doesn't go the way you thought, if it didn't work out like you thought, it's just, all that is feedback that you misinterpreted the material or something that you were learning, right? See, learning is not studying. Studying is studying. Learning is when you study and then do something and then get feedback and then adjust. Very, very important difference. We have the wrong idea about what learning is. And my mentor, Bob Proctor, really squared me away with all this. Learning is the process of studying and then putting into action and then adjusting, getting the feedback, right? So what we're really talking about is studying something, taking action on it, processing the feedback, right? There's no such thing as failure. It's just feedback. The only time we fail is when we quit something. And then adjusting the plan, right? So we learn, do, process the feedback, adjust the plan, and then we repeat. We go after it and do it again. And the part where I think everything breaks down for most people is processing the feedback, right? We get so emotionally involved in the outcome of what we're doing, or if we lose a little bit of money, or if something doesn't go our way, or if we blow a sale, or whatever it is, that we kind of curl up in a ball and stop taking action, and the process slows down instead of speeding up. But it's really important to be able to step outside yourself, no matter what your industry, no matter what your business, no matter what you're doing. Even if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're working with your kids, and you're trying to, you know, condition your kids or work with your kids, and they do something, they throw a tantrum. You want to repeat the process and try new things, right? So in my experience, what really happens is the breakdown is there's not enough doing. There's not enough action taking. The people that I work with all over the world and the companies that we work with, we find out that people have no problem studying sometimes, but it's the action item that's missing. And I want to give you a couple of examples here, because we really need to balance the study and then the do, and then the study and then the do. That's the biggest breakdown. I was the same way, too. I'm not coming from a point of judgment or anything like that. I went 43 years spinning my wheels like most people, right? So a good example is, you know, somebody can study, and I know people have done this, some people that can study, you know, finance and wealth building and stock trading their entire life. They can have thousands of books under their belt. They can literally have the same exact knowledge as Warren Buffett. But if they don't pick up the phone and close a deal, take action, buy the stock, buy the company, do the thing, they will have zero results and zero income. They'll be completely broke, 100% broke. So you can literally have the same knowledge as Warren Buffett, but be completely broke, right? So Warren had and he still does, he has very good study habits. He reads about 6 books a week, but he also takes action, and he's a high, you know, high action taker. On the other end of the spectrum, we have the people that, you know, and this is old school thinking too. It's like, you know, you gotta work hard your entire life. And now you absolutely have to work hard, but working hard with no knowledge can leave you just as broke, right? Somebody can be a laborer on a roofing crew for 40 years, making the minimum wage, working their asses off, right? I mean, just working 80 hours a week for 40 years and be completely broke at the end of that, right? So you can work hard your entire life, and if you don't get superior knowledge, if you don't raise your level of awareness and leveraging and compounding, how to invest money, what to do, you'll be equally as broke as the genius that has all the knowledge that's not putting it to action. And I really wanted to separate the extremes here, because neither one of those leads to success. They both lead the broke. It's only the person that has the healthy understanding of learning and then doing, and then learning and then doing on a daily basis. Learn, do, learn, do, learn, do. And it really doesn't matter what you're applying this to. It's no different for physical fitness. You can study all the latest workouts. You can study diet. You can know everything to do. But if you're not physically taking action and you know, eating healthy, drinking water, getting rid of the soda, going to the gym, trying things, no results. On the other side of the table too, you can go to the gym every single day and not do an effective routine. I see people at the gym for decades that make no improvements because their diet sucks or because they're doing something their body gets used. They don't understand the physiology. They don't understand how the body works. They don't do enough. You know, they don't get some coaching or something like that. Does that make sense, guys? Hopefully this is kind of sinking in. It was a kind of a revelation for me. So the secret sauce here is to have balance. You know, it's to have balance between learning, or I shouldn't say learning, studying and taking action. The learning is the combination of both. It's the feedback that really matters, and then the adjustment. That's really the really key here. Right, so I have a good example. I have a lot of friends, and I think I'm going to go to this too, that are going to Grant Cardone's 10X event down there in Florida. And it's a great event. You're going to have Grant Cardone. You're going to have, I think, Damon John. A bunch of, you know, multi-millionaires, even some billionaires, I think, are going to be down there sharing secrets, sharing principles. It's called the 10X event, right? But most of the people will leave that auditorium and not go home in 10X. Almost all of them, matter of fact. Very high percentage. I would say, you know, 99, you know, 98% of them. Very few people are going to go home and actually implement what these people are saying. That's the difference, right? We can go to seminars all over the world, train with the top people. If we don't implement it, nothing happens. So what I want to talk about today is, you know, what is your recipe for success? Whatever your business is, whatever you got going on, whatever it is you're trying to achieve in your life, whether it's a real estate company or your own personal business, or if you're, you know, if you do work for a company, whatever your position is there, you know, are you trying to climb the ladder? Are you trying to increase your wealth, increase your position, increase your contribution to the company? What is your recipe for success for an abundant life? Right? Because Bob says this all the time. If we're not actively growing, we're dying. It's human nature. We're no different than plants. If we're not growing, we're dying. And if you're in a steady state, if you're at a job where there's no, you know, no sense of commitment, no sense of development, personal growth. If you're not part of a team, if you're not creating something, you're gonna get depressed in your job. It's just the way it is. Human beings need to have that sense of creating something to feel fulfilled. So if you're missing that, we can work together and analyze that. But I wanna challenge you to look at what you're doing in your daily habits, and then look at the compound effect of that. Right? If you keep doing what you did yesterday, day after day after day, is that going to lead to increased wealth, increased health, increased happiness, increased everything? Take a good look at it, right? Because this is what I look at myself. And you know, is it going to have a compound effect? Whatever you're doing is going to have a compound effect. It just might compound in the wrong direction, right? If you're going to Dunkin' Donuts every single day, getting, you know, sausage, egg, and cheese, and a large coffee, you know, sugary coffee. Now, 40 years of that is going to lead to disease. Just no question. It's not rocket science, guys, right? Now, I'm not saying Dunkin' Donuts is bad. I stop in there from time to time. Once a month, maybe, I'll get a sausage, egg, and cheese. They taste awesome, right? So it's a balance thing. I'm not saying not to live. Same thing with wealth building. You know, if you're not tucking, I don't care if you make, you know, $400 a week. If you're not taking a piece of that and putting it away, 40 years of that, you're just going to be flat broke and looking at the system and blaming everybody else, right? So we need to self-analyze. We need to grab a hold here and take a look at what we're doing and see if the compound effect of that is going to lead us to what we want in life, right? So a good example, I always like to use the network marketing industry because it's a really, really good example. You know, it's everything in there is compounded. And one of my revenue streams is network marketing. So a good example, every single day in my company, even if it's only 15 minutes, I reach out and try to get a customer. I reach out and try to show other people the business because it's a leverage thing. I reach out to people in my downline every single day and I try to help them. I do personal development. In other words, I study in that industry. And I do promotions. We in network marketing, you have to promote events, promote training. So now, since I do those five things every single day, I can completely surrender to the results. I don't have to worry about the results. It's a mathematical equation. If I just keep doing those five things every day, I will get to six and seven figures. It's just the way it is. That's how network marketing works. So I can now surrender to the process. I don't have to think, am I going to be successful? Is this going to work? I don't have to cloud my judgment at all on any ifs, doubts, fears, or worries. I just surrender to the process. Those are the things you do that leads to success. You could say the same thing about investing. $50 a week, right? In a certain system for the next 40 years, you don't have to worry if that's going to work or not. You can surrender to the fact that you will retire, with $1 million. There's a lot of things you can do. If your physical fitness, if that's something that's a challenge for you, you could just surrender to the process. So get rid of the soda, start drinking water, change your diet, go to the gym every day. You don't have to wonder if that's going to work or not. You don't have to wonder what the result's going to be. You don't have to second guess it. You don't have to cloud your judgment, cloud your mind, wondering if that's going to work. If you have a restaurant, if you have a real estate company, whatever it is you're doing, you can find 4 or 5 simple things that if you do every day, that you will no longer have to worry about if that's going to be a successful endeavor, right? I'm trying to think of some other areas. My consulting company, right? I study, right? I study with Bob. I prospect every day. I reach out for customers. I give value every day. Every single day, I reach out and give value. I teach every day, like right here on the MMA. I'm doing these things daily, right? And then I leverage. What I mean by leverage is I'm building the company by bringing in affiliates and salespeople and partners, and we're growing. So I don't have to worry 5 years from now where I'm going to be. I don't spend 1 second worrying about it in any of my companies. I just do these things, right? I identify these things. Now in life, it's the same thing. You could develop this rule of five. It's John Maxwell's rule of five. To live an abundant, healthy life, happy life. 5 simple things, right? Personal development every day. Exercise every day. Eat healthy and drink water every day. Give love and gratitude every single day. And then have fun every day. And if you do those 5 simple things with intention, you're not going to have a depressed life. You're not going to be worried about any of this stuff. So it's very easy to do, guys. So the action item for today, I want you to take a good look in the mirror and ask yourself, if I repeat yesterday, if I repeat what I was going to do today, is the compound effect of that going to be desirable? Simple question. It's very easy to analyze and look at. If it's not, then let's take steps today to start changing it. Don't wait till January 1st. And you don't have to change everything at once. Change one thing. You know, if it's a healthy, if you're drinking soda, stop drinking soda and drink water. Like, it's not rocket science. Do that one thing. And watch the compound effect of just that one little thing. If you're somebody that watches 4 hours of TV a night, you know, grab a book, grab something in real estate or investing or network marketing. You know, grab something. You know, stop watching so much TV and just start studying something. Do that one thing. Obviously, if you're somebody that's a smoker, you know, stop smoking and pick up running. That may sound overly simple, and it might, well, I've been smoking for 30 years. It is simple. It's your life. Take action, right? You got to really just analyze what you want. So what I want to work on this week, and the next time we do a Matrix Mindset Academy webinar, it won't be next week because that's Christmas Eve, but the following week, I want to do a webinar and work with you guys live and help you develop your rule of five, or the 5 things that you're going to do in your life in 2019 that'll change everything, have a compound effect and change everything, right? And then you're going to be able to surrender to that process too. You won't have to wake up and second guess where you're going. Very, very powerful stuff, guys. So again, we won't have next Monday night, we will not be having a live MMA webinar, but the following, I think it's December 31st, we will be having a Matrix Mindset Academy live coaching webinar. You can all jump on. And we'll work with you guys. We'll all share together. We'll all help each other out and figure out for 2019, you know, what are the 5 things you can do every single day that are going to lead you to just the most amazing heavenly life, right? I can't explain what this is like when you grasp onto this stuff. So, guys, make it a great day. Hopefully you get a little bit of value out of that. Again, feel free to share the Matrix Mindset Academy with friends and neighbors and, you know, anybody that you want to impact their lives. We have a free 30-day trial. Somebody can log on there. I'll type it in here if you want to share this with somebody so people can access and jump aboard and see if it resonates with them, you know? So for now, guys, till tomorrow, make it a great day. God bless and be well.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.